Mayor Tom Marion says the two sides will get together on Tuesday, June 18th. This comes after the city council rejected new contracts with employees in the police and fire departments, the general unit, and at the wastewater treatment plant. Aldermen took issue with the city paying a fee associated with the federal health care law in exchange for union employees receiving smaller wage increases. Marion hopes the two sides can avoid arbitration, which would require the city to hire a labor attorney.
Then you pay one half of the arbitrator's costs, and the union pays the other half, but that could be $5,000-$6,000. So, you know, you're talking $10,000 to $15,000 just from the city standpoint.
Two of the four contracts expire on June 30th. I'm Jason Parrott.